This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The latest in a very long line of what have been billed as very important meetings on the European migrant crisis started this morning in Brussels. Leaders of the European Union and its member states had a sit-down with the Turkish prime minister about the millions of refugees, 2.7 million refugees, according to the United Nations, who have fled the civil war in Syria and are in Turkey right now. Millions more, at least, have passed through Turkey on the way to Europe, and therein lies the issue. The BBC's Damian Grammaticus is in Brussels at the leaders' meeting. Damian, it's good to speak with you.
Good evening.
What, first of all, has been decided today at this meeting?
Well, as we're talking to you now, nothing particularly has been nailed down. The European leaders have already met with the Turkish Prime Minister. He put forward new plans and new demands, you might call them, of Europe if Turkey is going to cooperate to slow down and stop the flow of people that all of those refugees and migrants getting onto boats and crossing the sea to Greece. Now, what he's been asking for is more money. So 3 billion euros, that's roughly $3 billion, just a bit more than that, over the next 3 years to help fund schools and medical facilities for Syrians currently in Turkey. But more than that, he's making political demands too. So he wants by the end of June for Turks to be given visa-free access to the European Union, and he wants the European Union to speed up discussions that have been going on for 10 years now about Turkey possibly joining the EU. Those are his demands. European leaders have been discussing what they are prepared to accept, and the two sides still have to sit back down around a table and hammer out a final agreement.
And the European leaders also want Turkey to not only stop the refugees from coming, but to take back some who have already transited through Turkey and gotten into Europe, yeah?
Well, what they're talking about in the documents that have been circulating during these discussions is a plan, it seems, where the refugees, migrants getting on the boats, crossing over from Turkey, landing on Greece, could be returned immediately back to Turkey. And then on a sort of one-for-one basis, so one person returned back to Turkey, the EU would then take a person deemed a genuine refugee already in Turkey and airlift them to Europe and resettle them somewhere in Europe.
This crisis has been going on for 18 months at least anyway. One does wonder where European leaders have been trying to figure out a solution.
Well, I can tell you they've been here having summits like this every month, sometimes every couple of weeks. We have another one, in fact, at the end of next week, also on this topic. They're going to be back here again in what, a little more than 10 days' time. So they've been in and out of this building, and we've been in and out of this building, sitting here late into the night every time as they sit around the table. They've made agreements, and the problem is that they haven't seen them through. They've even made agreements with Turkey before, and those have delivered very little. Now we see Turkey increasing its demands, European leaders under even more pressure to try to sort of get a grip on the situation, and Greece in the middle of it, very frustrated. The Greek Prime Minister coming in today was saying that he was frustrated because the past agreements to help his country cope with this have not been followed through by other Europeans.
Damian Grammaticus, the BBC's European correspondent. We got him in Brussels at the European leaders meeting, as you can hear in the background there. Damian, thank you very much.
Pleasure.